If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hashtag no music, no intro. Saints Block Party Podcast, Saints Cardinals, preseason football.
The agenda.
It's been pushed. We're doing this live. As always, we are live streaming on YouTube. Please like and subscribe. Turn on all your notifications. We're about to post this to Twitter right now. Where do we start? I know where we start. Spencer Rattler.
That's it.
Spencer Rattler. That's it. Two names. We heard it in training camp. We have talked about him as a player at nauseam, where I felt like at one point we were like maybe getting like the expectation. Like I was maybe getting my expectations too high. Then he starts in mini camp and he starts off slow. He's throwing all these interceptions. We just said we wanted to see the improvement and steady improvement. Training camp comes around, starts off a little slow, builds on it. Then he starts pretty much being not the focal point, but he starts taking over the show in training camp practices. We hit on how Chris Olave, he got that extra pep in his step and the hearts is in his eyes. When we talk about Spencer Rattler throwing that ball, and we talking about Derek Carr. Everything that we heard was on full display. Stream went down. We're still trying to get it all figured out and everything. So we apologize. Usually we don't have technology issues with what we used to record, but that said, the agenda is here. The agenda is not going anywhere. We saw anticipation throws. We just saw a quarterback that just looked like he had command of the huddle. And we'll talk about Jake Haener, because I thought he looked pretty good in spurts too, and he looked good. But you cannot deny, as of right now, the future of the Saints at quarterback is Spencer Rattler. Period.
Cannot question it. And you could see it, bro. Like, you could just see the hope it inspired. What is it saying?
It don't say nothing on my side.
Anyway, let me keep going. Just the hope it inspired, man. Like, just watching Twitter, it's like, okay, It's like, okay, we got something. We got something here. And look, bro, like, he did exactly what I wanted to see, which was, it didn't have to be flashy. It didn't have to be like, because, look, I knew he was going to be going in there with third stringers and stuff like that. I just wanted to see, like, just command of the offense. And we know what that looks like. We know what it looks like. When you see it, you know what it looks like. And he just had command of the offense. He was accurate. He executed the game plan. It was exactly what I wanted to see. Then you got to get a chance to get a, you know, a two-minute drive at the end of the game to go down there and, you know, try to win the game.
I called it, bro.
More than that, bro. You called it. You called it, team. Not worried.
Was not worried, bro. Like, and he, you know, he hits a, he throws a pass to A.T. Perry that gets a DPI that's on a frozen rope. Mm. Just a rope. One of the big passes he hit to on that 2 minute drive. I don't even remember who it was to, but it was Nacua. Yeah. It was a back shoulder, throws him open. He's covered, but I'm throwing you open pass to convert on third down. Like, everything was on display, Ryan.
Everything.
And then in the red zone, he's scrambling, boom, 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 lowers the shoulder, boom, touchdown. My question now is this. See it in the preseason. I know probably next against the Niners, they probably will flip it where he'll be with the twos and Hayner will be with the threes. I don't know if any beat reporter has asked it because I know the DA pressure probably has already ended. I need to know, when is he going to be getting first team snaps in training camp? I need to know.
I need to know, man. And it ain't going to be soon. It just won't do it. They won't do it. I promise you they won't do it. But I know there's a contingent there within the building that want to see it. And that's what counts, bro. That's what counts, man.
It's not only a contingent. There's contingent in the building, in the front office and staff, and there's contingent of players that want it. Like,
oh, you know the players want it, bro. That's no question. It's no question, man. Players no game, bro. Players no game. They know before all us. They know before all us. You could see it, man. You could see it just how it played out on the field, because there's just a level of, okay, we got this. I mean, that we showing the love right now, but that first series with the starting offense was terrible. It was awful, man. It was like the worst you can expect.
Was it though? Whoa. Was it? Because, wait a second. I got to get to it. I wish I had it queued up when it was put out. But this is what the starting quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, Derek Carr, said on the Saints broadcast. I lost it. This is awful. This is terrible real time. But just to keep it truncated as I look for it, man was like, oh, but we communicated well. We communicated our execution well.
I don't even know what to say to that. Like, okay, bro. Like, you thought that was good enough?
Here it is. All right. It's frustrating. I gotta put my quote voice on. Me. It's frustrating because you're getting ready for a game, but you're not game planning. I didn't even know who was going to be out there. For the little excuses thrown in, but just,
you see that? You see it, right?
They try to be crazy. Like, but the execution, getting through the play calls, of course you want to score and win, but the communication, we wanted to execute, and we did that.
Not my quarterback.
Get him out! 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 Get him out my fucking face, man! Get him out, bro!
My quarterback, like, look, man, we sucked out there. We wanted to get down there and score, but we sucked. We got a lot of work to do. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Communication? What are you talking about, bro? Y'all look terrible. Y'all look awful, man.
This is. I didn't say this in the Zoom, but this is continued. Today, you you don't get to see any of that. Practice has only been friends and family. And it's hard in a preseason game because you don't show anything. I feel bad for our fans, but it's going to be exciting when we get out there for the regular season. It got exciting when Spencer Rattler got on the fucking field.
Well, we was excited today.
Nigga.
We excited when you got off the field.
Off the field. Guess what? Spencer Rattler didn't know who he was throwing to. Oh. Spencer Rattler didn't game plan either. No. And he led to 10 points.
Make it make sense.
I can't, bro.
Make it make sense. I think I need to refresh my screen. Hold on.
This is like prime podcasting. Ryan just drops off. Sorry, I'm not even looking in the chat. I'm sorry. So Ryan's back. We have 46 concurrent viewers on right now for our Saints preseason after. Bajan said Derek Carr is tired. Give him a break. Brain fried,
brother. Man, took SATs, finals,
ACTs, PSATs, bro. Just all of it, bro. Let's get him back to. I guess we'll shimmy and get back to the beginning of the Saints' first team offense. Lots of concerns. Yeah. Lots of concerns. Trevor Penning, the offensive line in general, Derek Carr. There was a play where Chris Olave streaking down the right side of the field, and he just I don't even know. And the crazy thing is, like, I know the offensive line didn't play super well, but there are times where at least Carr had like enough time, and I don't know, Ryan. I don't know.
It was bad, man. Like, I guess we got to talk about Trevor Penning because, you know, it was all eyes on him. Everybody was looking to see how he performed, and it wasn't good, man. Like, it's amazing to me how it seems he's regressing. And, you know, we've gotten the training camp reports that, you know, hey, he's been up and down. You know, he's had some good days and some bad days, but I mean, he was getting beat inside, which is, we saw this last year. We saw the same thing last year. Cardinal sin, like getting beat inside on that pass to Chris Olave you talked about. Get beat outside, but like the second play, he got thrown on the ground and Carr almost threw an interception. And it just, you know, it creates excuses for Carr because it's like, hey, look, you know, like, and we know it's more than that with Carr, but you can't field a functioning offense with left tackle or right tackle play like that. Now, on the flip side, I need to go back and watch every Fuaga snap, but what I did see looked like he's all right over there. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I have to check out the run snaps, but as far as pass protection, it seemed like he was solid. We'll see when we go back and watch the tape. But, man, as somebody who's rooting for Penning and wants him to, like, win the job and wants him to succeed, it just it didn't inspire any confidence, bro, at all.
I don't know, and I've tweeted this the last couple of weeks, man. I don't know how in good conscience, like, you can just put him out there week one at right tackle. Like, I don't know if it may be just because they don't have a choice, but they might need to trade for, like, something, bro. Like, it.
You can't, man. You can't. Like, you can't. Like, this. It's not like they were doing anything crazy today. Like, these were just simple dropbacks. And he was getting worked and going against. I can't name you a pass rusher on the Arizona Cardinals. I can't name anybody. Maybe there's some good ones. I can't name them. And then, you know, might go up against Clowney week one. Week two up against
Booty Bandit.
Week three. All the pass rushes the Eagles got. So, whew, that's a big thing they got to figure out, bro. Big question they got to figure out.
We had the concern. We can just go all over it. So, that's things that didn't look right. Let's flip over to a part of the team where we saw quote-unquote first-team defense to some degree. The Saints defensive line with Breece, Chase Young, Ben Creed, Saunders, Nathan Shepard. It's crazy. I said all those names. I didn't even say Cam Jordan.
Right, right. Even Big Creep wasn't out there. Was he out there?
Yeah, he got basically like pretty much forced a sack in like the first few snaps on defense. We talked about how the defensive line is a concern, but I'm not going to go out here and say, based off one preseason game, that like that concern is alleviated. But the fact that we are getting a healthy Chase Young, he came in with like the second team defensive line, but that's all for whatever. Like, we know come week one, we know who's going to be out there. It gives a confidence that a perceived area of concern may be okay when the season comes around.
And you can see it, you know. You can see it. He was winning. He was getting off the tackles. He was moving fast. He was getting his head up in there in the run game, you know, making physical tackles. You can see it, bro. Like, I'm at the point where I'm not worried about Chase Young. Like,
No.
Like, how good he could be, that's the question. But as far as, like, worried about him, I'm not worried at all. As long as he stays healthy, man, he's going to be like a player, you know, a disruptive player. He's going to be disruptive, man.
I didn't time out for this, but Justin in the chat saying the Saints should look into signing David Bakhtiari for tackle help. That came across in the Zoom. Okay. There's a guy in the chat named Jacob Shepherd. Hayner way outperformed Rattler. Looked better than Carr. Not Rattler time. Is this a Hayner
family? Carr family. They being slick now. They said we gonna work through. We gonna be like, we gonna bump Hayner just to look like me.
Oh, that's 4D chess right there, 4D bro. 4D
chess, baby. They playing chess right now. But, you know, to his credit, though, like, Hayner did look good. Like, Hayner looked good. He was, you know, he played with poise. Like, Dante on a Zoom talked about. Hayner's not a problem, man. But there's something to, you know, when come game time, like, I just felt more confident with Rattler in there.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And there's just the case that, like, there's just a higher ceiling you can see with Rattler. Whereas with Hayner, I feel like at his ceiling, you could be like a Gardner Minshew. You know what I'm saying? Like, just a really good backup.
Yeah.
Somebody that could take the ball and play a couple games for you and win some games. Just like a really good player that, you know, is going to be around in the league for a while.
Which is very valuable.
Which is extremely valuable and great to get in the fifth round. So, there's no knock on him. But with Rattler, you just see the arm talent, you see the command of the offense, and you feel like, man, this can potentially be like an answer at quarterback. An answer. And that's what we're looking for.
I do want to give a shout out to our dude, Jacob. We were just ripping him, just rizzing him just now. He just gave us $1.99 in the chat and just said, love our Saints content. He says he wants Rattler most. Thank you, Jacob. Appreciate you. Elise is in the YouTube chat just saying, S-s-s-s. I don't know if Elise is drunk, but that's how she's been typing the entire.
Elise got cut water, boy.
You heard? Another staying with the positive. So we got the defensive line. Willie Gay is gonna be a problem, nigga.
Oh man. You can see that too.
Problem. Like, I'm gonna wrap this up talking about the positive, but then also get to the other part of it. The Willie Gay performance tonight makes me, when we haven't even talked about it since it happened, but makes me question the Pete Warner extension even more so, bro. Like, I know you didn't have a hot take on it. It just did not make any sense to me to extend a player who was coming off a year and a half of regressing. I just didn't get it. It didn't make sense.
No, I agree. Like, I don't disagree with you. Like, it didn't make sense. I didn't see the sense of urgency in getting it done.
That's my point. Yeah, the sense of
it's
urgency.
It's just like, I was like, okay, like, like y'all really want to get him done, huh? Like, was, you know, the league beating the door down to get, you know, Pete Werner on their team? I'm not sure. You know, maybe they saw enough in camp so far because he didn't play today. Maybe they saw enough.
Man got an extension to pull out a couple of days ago. Didn't even suit up, bruh. And Willie Gay out there was hustling, bruh.
They say we gotta protect Pete Werner, baby.
Yo, much love to those in the chat. This is like our first quote unquote big live stream we've done since we started doing these live streams this off season. Shout out to our dude Jacob with the $1.99 super chat. CEO liked $1.99 super chat. Our dude James Smart, a $4.99 super chat. I'm going to skip ahead to James' point. He said, I had high hopes for Isaiah Foskey, but dude ain't it.
Bro, we going to get to that. We going to get to Foskey.
But we got Jacob Shepherd again with another $1.99. Like, do I need to take my shirt off in this bitch? Like, this how it works?
I don't know how this works. No. Just gonna bust it open on it.
Bust it, baby. We got 54 concurrent viewers going on right now. Much love. It's just fun. I'll say this too, and this is why to me the whole Rattler thing is so fascinating and interesting. There's this hope and enthusiasm for even us, we can be very not pessimistic, but I would say more realistic in terms of just our standpoint or how we come across. And this is the first time in a long time where I've just felt like, man, like, it may, and we know it's not going to happen anytime soon, but there's just some, like, if they could just strike where the lightning is hot, where you have a quarterback like Rattler, like Haener, looking out for you, Jacob, and you could use that as your centerpiece of your offense, and that's your quarterback, and your money is no longer tied into quarterback, even for a couple of years. It completely changes the effing game, man. And I know Clint Kubiak, who, interesting enough, he's not on the sideline. He was in the booth. I know Clint Kubiak, he's like, in his back of his mind, he's just like, man, I saw what Brock Purdy did in year two.
Mm-hmm.
No, shout out to Jacob Shepherd again for... Jacob, you got a question. Jacob, whatever question you got, you done sent three $1.99 super chats in the chat. Justin just sent a $2 super chat. Justin said, get Anime Man off my team.
Boy, I was running in Timbers, man.
the most annoying part, bro, this man got a 6-yard gain and stood up, was yelling at the sideline like he done got the first down in the Super Bowl to clinch the game, Ryan. This is the first preseason.
Let's go.
Shout out to, I don't even know who Jay Diggs is. $9.99 super chat. Like I'm on rock right now, right? I don't know. Do I need to show it? Do I show it? I don't know how it works. I don't know how it works. Jay Diggs, thank you. If you have a question, put them in the chat. Back to my point. We were talking about Willie Gay. What else do you want to transition and talk about? It's just a free-for-all. We're just having fun right now.
I mean, the linebackers overall look good. I thought Jalen Ford looked good.
Jacob just sent another $1.99 and said shirt off, but I don't know if he meant, like, my shirt off or his shirt. I'm going to just assume he means – is this what it feels like working like a live stream on OnlyFans, bro? Is this what this feels like?
I mean, you want to see the belly. I mean, like, you was going to go down like you was just skyrocketing. But, man, linebackers, I liked the way the linebackers looked. Defense overall, I thought looked good. Kool-Aid, McKinstry, I thought he was just, you know, as advertised, man, just in phase, right there, hip pocket over the receiver. G made a great point. Like, is he going to be like the Chris Olave of the defense where he just plug and play, man? Like, plug and play, looks good right. Day one. I think so. I thought Alante was active early. Defense, I ain't got no gripes with it, man. Like, the defense, they had a couple leaky runs by the quarterback. We've seen that for years now with D.A. You know, that's just a part of the game, especially in the preseason game where you're not game planning for anybody. So defense overall, if I came with positive, I feel good about it. I feel actually better about it than I, you know, did probably going in because of Chase Young, because of guys like Brissett who was making plays in the backfield. You know, I feel more positive about the defense. On the flip side, though.
Really quick, I want to stay with the defense. I know probably right now between the Saints and Justin Simmons, they've kind of have drawn their line in the sand. This is what we offering. This is what blah, blah. And I'm sure Justin Simmons is, you know, mulling his offers from the Saints. Per reports, the other two teams he's thinking about offers from is from the Eagles and Colts. Like, if you want to make this season fun as an organization, and not only just fun and vibes, but also maybe give yourself a chance to make the playoffs, man, you start 18 at quarterback and you let him go through his growing pains a little bit, and you add Justin Simmons in this defense, like, that's a potential combination that could fuck around and get into the playoffs in the NFC South, bro. I truly believe that. Like, I'm not even being hyperbolous when I say it.
Man, that'll be so fun. So fun. And look, I mean, I still need to see a little more. I need to see a little more from Spencer Rattler, but I feel like I've seen, like, all the check boxes. If you had a little check box that you need to go through to see, I've seen it. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are the things I want to see.
Now we just want to see him with ones, bro. Yeah, we want to see him going to get
ones. I want to see him with Chris Olave. I want to see him with Shaheed. I want to see him with, you know, Juwan Johnson whenever he gets back. I want to see him with Taysom Hill.
Hoker, you know. Also, Hoker, we saw enough from Hoker where he just looked like he looks like he
Like, talk about a guy just undrafted, man, just coming in, just looking like, you know, a dude that belongs.
He belongs.
Like, I see a guy that just belongs in the NFL. Not saying he's going to be a Pro Bowl player or nothing like that, but just a guy that you could see starting on Sundays, you know? And they need it. Like, they need it, honestly.
Another shout out. We just got another one, $4.99 from Jay Diggs again.
Jay Diggs, baby.
Do I pinch him? I don't know what to do, Ryan. I don't know what to do. We got 56 people or 56 concurrent viewers right now. 130 views. Bajan said, "Rather ain't missionary with the lights off. DA ain't into it." No. Rather got it sideways. He pulling the arm back.
Just legs crossed like this.
Deep stroking that shit, bro.
Stroking, boy. Know about that legs crossed.
Jay Diggs says, "Salute to you guys." No, salute to y'all for all the support. Like, for real talk. Jay also said, "Extend Young and Gay immediately."
No. For real, like, especially with Chase Young, bro, like, you know, we ain't see pass rush. Like, I'm not saying it was anything extravagant, but it was just like, man, sometimes dudes just like
just look different, bro.
Just got that DNA in them, and it's like, oh man, you know. So I hope he stays healthy, bro, because he could be a disruptive force on that defense.
Speaking of disruptive forces, can we talk about Isaiah Foskey real quick?
You said disruptive force. Fuck Foster got to do with disruptive, man. Boy, it's the complete opposite of disruptive. What's the opposite of, like, come by in the chat. Like, what's the opposite word for disruptive? Calm, peaceful,
inanimate.
Serenity. It was a mirror of what we saw last year, bro, in the preseason.
Identical. Identical.
It looked just the same, bro. Like, just stuck. patty cake with the offensive line. Just like, bro. Can we get a pressure? A pressure. Not a hit. Nothing. It's a pressure.
It's what I want to know.
what...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Jeff Ireland thinks about Mickey Loomis every time he walks by him, knowing that Mickey Loomis like pulled his nuts out and banged the table for Isaiah Foskey over Brian Branch. Like, I want to know, bro. Like, no, he
got open table for you.
Someone said resistible force, not the irresistible force. Resistible force, bro.
Like two magnets, you know. Dude, whatever they do.
Mark said Google said well behaved.
A good dude. He's just a good dude. Man.
Good dude with the good fucking gross ass stainy shirt. Also, Peyton Turner provided nothing.
I saw Peyton Turner get up in there a little bit, man.
Give
him a little something, bro.
Give him some.
You're hard on that man.
I'm sorry.
Damn, Mark Foskey.
Justin, shout out for the $2 super chat. Appreciate it. Again, this is foreign territory for Ryan and I. This is our first like true live stream, like right after a game, preseason or not. I'll ask you this, like in all sincerity. Hold on. Justin with the $2 super chat asks, what offensive tackle should the Saints trade for? Man, NFL teams ain't got offensive tackles just waiting for people to come get like that, bro. Like, it.
Like, if you watch preseason this weekend, bro, like, it's a lot of bad offensive line out there, bro. So it's like, it's not a wealth of talent out there, man. Like, I don't know, bro. Pray on Landon Young?
I guess, nigga. We also got like 150 people tuning in or watching via Twitter as well, which is cool, I guess. Timothy, first time watching the best live on YouTube. Finally got his logistics right. Jay Diggs gave a third super chat, $4.99, and said, get Peyton and Foskey off my team, man. Off his team.
You, bro.
all this has happened, I haven't even talked about, and I wanted to. Much love to John Hendricks, Ross Jackson for putting together the event they put together for people, Saints fans in Orange County. We were 20 plus deep on a fucking Thursday night. They did their show, Second in Saints live show from the Bourbon Street Bar in Fullerton. Our dude Kevin was there, Julio was there, people that, you know, support us, like reached out to me when I was there and just gave our show love, and I was there to support Ross and John. And this is, at the end of the day, like, yeah, like this is a business, and we all are competitive, right? Like, just like athletes, like we are competitive. We want to be the best. We want to be number one. But this is still like a community, and this is what makes the Saints community special. This is a community. John and Ross have come on our podcast and did episodes with us and just talked about Saints. And they don't have to do that shit. Like, there's nothing that says that they have to do that, but they do it, and they do it willingly. Also, Catherine Terrell has done the same exact thing. And so I keep going back, and I know that the Saints, after the Niners game, they fly back to New Orleans, so they're done with training camp in Southern California. But that's why the whole notion of everything of them, of the Saints, or this, not, they're not being fans in Southern California, was just a slap to the face to Saints fans in Southern California. That on a Thursday night, 20 people were deep. We shouting, we going crazy. And afterwards, they had Saints trivia, which I just went nuclear on, and I just went sicko mode and was answering questions I didn't even know the fuck I knew the answer to. Don asked, like, which quarterback did Cam Jordan sack to, like, break the all-time Saints sack record? I'm going to ask you that. I'm asking the chat, too.
Is it Trevor Lawrence?
Ooh, you close. You close. Go back a little further.
Gardner Minshew?
There it is.
Okay. Yeah, somewhere around there. I knew that. That's crazy, man. You remember that shit.
Bruh, yes, Luke Gardner. And, like, everyone was saying, like, Matt Ryan, Tom Brady, and just out of nowhere, bro. Just like Gardner Minshew, bro. It was sick. It was just sick. But it was fun, and for that to happen and take place, and for the Saints to do a social media post with it, it's just bullshit. But all that said, sincere question: did you see anything from this preseason game that change your mind about potentially what the team can do this season? I see you, Jacob, with another super chat, $4.99. Appreciate you. Let me real quick before you answer that. He said, Greg Gilsenthal let me on to you guys during the ATN days, and I haven't missed a pot since the Saints Twitter podcast days. Have a good night, y'all.
Oh, man. Jacob, much love, man.
Much love, man.
Much love. Much love to Greg.
Much love to you. Much love to Greg. Greg, my dude, had brunch with him like two weekends ago. So, just so you know, people who may have to log off or whatever, like, our goal during the – well, not during the Niners game, because I'm going to be at the Niners game, but during the preseason, during the regular season, is after every Zoom that we do, hopefully we can do a rapid live stream after the Zoom. That's the goal. It's all fresh, like, right immediately. But, sorry, getting to now the question, did anything that you see – change your perception about the team?
Made me a little more pessimistic about the offense, but I'm still not overreacting because it still is early in the preseason. And, it's going to be talked about a lot this week. You know, they didn't scheme, they didn't have, you know, pre-snap motion, didn't game plan, blah, 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 blah. I know all that. But it just, you know, with Trevor Penning, with the run game looking terrible with the starting offense, it just didn't inspire the confidence that I, you know, to make me, you know, confident in what they're going to do this. And that could change. Look, that could change in week, you know, the week two of the preseason, week three of the preseason. You know, those things could change. But right now, It hasn't inspired confidence. And, you know, and that's including what we've heard from training camp, which, you know, like the first week of training camp wasn't looking good. The last couple of days has been, you know, improved. But, you know, I got to see more. I got to see more because this team desperately needs a good running game. Desperately. The quarterback desperately needs a good running game. The wide receivers are injured and banged up like hell. So we don't know where that savior is coming from. I just need to see more, man.
Can we put some respect on A.T. Perry, bro?
Please, man. Boy's a gamer.
Brian, I said it weeks ago, bro. I just said this man, he's just not a practice guy, bro. Like, dude, just not a practice guy. I just felt it.
I think it's why it took him so long to get on the field last year. It's probably why some of the coaches badmouthed him coming out of college. Some people just not like practice players, man. Like, but for him in the game, talking about practice. In the game, man. Like every time he shows up, last preseason, he show up in the games, bro. You know, like. So I think his roster spot is safe. You know what I'm saying?
He's fine. I think he's safe. Shout out to Luke, who mentioned Jacob in the chat and just said, I've said it before, these two guys are the best Saints to digest in the game. Man.
Thank you, Luke.
That's like David Duke calling us that, bro. Like that.
We gotta lay off our loop, baby. We gotta lay off our loop, bro. Because that stuff might start. People start believing. Like, right. People don't know the inside joke. They're like, damn, this dude really.
Right. This dude. Damn, he races as hell, but he's still supporting a they must be really good. That could be some promotion we could use, Ryan. Luke, our dude, though. Yes, we'll keep that joke on the inside. So like you said, the wide receivers are a concern. I was hearing, and I don't know how much it was about the offensive line, but like I was expecting to see a little more from Jordan Mims. I was just like, okay.
James Robinson showed a little burst. I was like, oh, okay.
He did. He did. Like our dude G said, he's coming off he's like a year removed from a torn Achilles. But overall, right, the story of this game, I think if you just look back on this game, the story of this game is four things. Rattler, O-line, D-line, car is car.
Yeah, car is car.
And I want to give a little love to Jake Haener, because like our dude Dante kept saying, like, he just came in and just was, there was just poise. But there felt like there was something substantially different when Spencer Rattler came on the field. Like, even in the huddle, like the way he was like calling the plays, it looked different. It, like the vibe and the everything on the team offensively, not offensively, when he ran in for that touchdown, he's going to the sideline, like the whole, like everything felt a little different. And we know we're not going to get Rattler or anything like that, but we absolutely have an agenda to push.
Oh yeah. No question. And look, man, like it's like, there's something to that, bro. There's just something to showing it. And it's not just us saying it. It's not just Saints fans. You go look at Greg Rosenthal's latest tweet. Go look at Mina Kimes. They see it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we're not blind, bro. We're not blind,
man. Come on, man. We done watched a lot of football over our lives, man. And when you see it, you see it.
Hold on. Hold it quick. So, you know, on Twitter, it does the thing using AI now, right? We have like 265 people watching, looking at us on Twitter, which is great, but it does nothing for like our views on YouTube. You know how it kind of like basically puts all a whole bunch of tweets together, and then on the right side it comes up with like the AI headline: Saints quarterback competition heats up.
We got it. I'm saying, baby.
Mark said Jordan Mims kind of sucks.
I mean, he looked like a preseason running back, you know?
That's shit. Can we get Tony Jones Jr. back? I don't know if I go that far. But thank y'all for supporting us. Like, this live stream and just the support. I'm not even talking about the super chat that we do appreciate, but just people being on, like watching, 57 concurrent viewers on right now, 177 views. It means the world to us. And the hope is that the Saints can be competitive and be good and be fun, even if it's with four under center, where this momentum continues to build. And, you know, it's something that we thought about long and hard before we started doing these live streams during the off season, but I think we're in a good place right now. But thank y'all. Like, simple as that. Like, subscribe. If you're not a YouTube person, but you're watching, if you like, you're more of a podcast person, give us, you know, 5 stars on Spotify, 5 stars on Apple, you know, Apple Podcasts and all the platforms, Red Circle. This is what we do. Like, this is, it's become a way of life for us. So if you are wanting to become a Patreon, if you did a super chat in the chat, just become a YouTube member. you know, as well. So you can be a part of the community. If and we appreciate y'all. Like, simple as that. This was fun. Hopefully, I'm going to be at, so everyone knows, I'm going to be at the Niners Saints preseason game next week. Super close seats. I might have to get like a Alibaba or a Timu 18 jersey, bro. I haven't bought a. Do you know how long it's been since I've spent money on a Saints jersey, bro? Like a decade plus. Somebody gonna be like, this nigga in the preseason with a Spencer Rattler jersey? Yes, it's me, nigga. Everything we need to push the agenda. Luke said, overnight a Rattler jersey. I'm already thinking about it, baby. We thank y'all. We love y'all. We'll be back. I'm going to probably guess Wednesday, maybe Thursday for the preview pod for the Niners. They're practicing the 15th and the 16th. So we'll try to do it Thursday night. So at least one of the joint practices will happen. We got you covered. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Thank y'all for the support. We'll be back this week previewing the Niners game. We'll be back on Sunday. The Zoom will be there. We'll be up for all the Patreons, all the YouTube members, and then we'll do the recap pod probably on Monday. But again, we got y'all guys covered. Y'all covered. With that, we're out.
Peace.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.